meetings are recorded so that people worldwide may listen to them at their convenience. Today's topic, Christian Science Can Heal Post-Traumatic Stress. The Bible. Isaiah. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Lift up thine eyes round about and see the Redeemer. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you that the everlasting God giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Proverbs. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Give not thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget poverty, and remember misery no more. Job, thou art troubled. Is not this thy fear? Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof. In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men, fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Jeremiah. The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. 1 Corinthians. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? But let a man examine himself, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask, Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Luke. They arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wore no clothes, neither abode in any houses, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. and they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way, and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Romans, now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. To them, Romans, to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death, there is therefore now no condemnation. The Spirit is life because of righteousness. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For we are saved by hope. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. There is no respect of persons with God, for as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same thing, doest the same thing. Thou, therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Matthew. At that time Jesus answered and said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Eternal truth is changing the universe. Let there be light is the perpetual demand of truth and love, changing chaos into order. If you venture upon the quiet surface of error and are in sympathy with error, what is there to disturb the waters? What is there to strip off error's disguise? Metaphysics resolves things into thoughts and exchanges the objects of sense for the ideas of soul. God, the great I Am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence, good, God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. God is indivisible. A portion of God could not enter man. Allness is the measure of the infinite, and nothing less can express God. God, the divine principle of man, and man in God's likeness are inseparable, harmonious, and eternal. The science of being furnishes the rules of perfection and brings immortality to light. God is the parent mind, and man is God's spiritual offspring. Man is not matter. He is not made up of brain, blood, bones, and other material elements. He is the compound idea of God, including all right ideas. Man is the reflection of God or mind, and therefore is eternal. The real man cannot depart from holiness. What is the scientific statement of being? Answer, there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Christ is the true idea voicing good, the divine message from God to men speaking to the human consciousness. Christ expresses God's spiritual, eternal nature. The divine image, idea, or Christ was, is, and ever will be inseparable from the divine principle God. Jesus referred to this unity of his spiritual identity thus: before Abraham was, I am. I and my Father are one. My Father is greater than I. The one Spirit includes all identities. Mind is the divine principle love and can produce nothing unlike the eternal Father, Mother, God. Reality is spiritual, harmonious, immutable, immortal, divine, eternal. Nothing unspiritual can be real, harmonious, or eternal. Because soul is immortal, it does not exist in mortality. Soul must be incorporeal to be spirit, for spirit is not finite. Only by losing the false sense of soul can we gain the eternal unfolding of life as immortality brought to light. Whatever is governed by God is never for an instant deprived of the light and might of intelligence and life. We are sometimes led to believe that darkness is as real as light, but science affirms darkness to be only a mortal sense of the absence of light, at the coming of which darkness loses the appearance of reality. With its divine proof, science reverses the evidence of material sense. Every quality and condition of mortality is lost, swallowed up in immortality. All things will continue to disappear until perfection appears and reality is reached. We must give up the specter at all points. We must not continue to admit the somethingness of superstition, but we must yield up all belief in it and be wise. When we learn that error is not real, we shall be ready for progress, forgetting those things which are behind. Ghosts are not realities, but traditional beliefs, erroneous and man-made. Children should be told not to believe in ghosts, because there are no such things. If belief in their reality is destroyed, terror of ghosts will depart, and health be restored. The objects of alarm will then vanish into nothingness, no longer seeming worthy of fear or honor. To accomplish a good result, it is certainly not irrational to tell the truth about ghosts. Instead of increasing children's fear by declaring ghosts to be real, merciless, and powerful, thus watering the very roots of timidity, childish timidity, children should be assured that their fears are groundless. So long as there are supposed limits to mind, and those limits are human, so long will ghosts seem to continue. Mind is limitless. It never was material. The authentic history of Caspar Hauser is a useful hint as to the frailty and inadequacy of mortal mind. Incarcerated in a dungeon where neither sight nor sound could reach him, at the age of 17, Caspar was still a mental infant, crying and chattering with no more intelligence than a babe. His case proves material sense to be but a belief formed by education alone. The light which affords us joy gave him a belief of intense pain. His eyes were inflamed by the light. After the babbling boy had been taught to speak a few words, he asked to be taken back to his dungeon and said that he should never be happy elsewhere. Outside of dismal darkness and cold silence, he found no peace. Every sound convulsed him with anguish. All that he ate, except his black crust, produced violent retchings. All that gives pleasure to our educated senses gave him pain through those very senses trained in an opposite direction. A change in human belief changes all the physical symptoms and determines the case for better or for worse. When one's false belief is corrected, truth sends a report of health over the body. God controls man, and God is the only spirit. Any other control or attraction of so-called spirit is a mortal belief which ought to be known by its fruit, the repetition of evil. The caterpillar transformed into a beautiful insect is no longer a worm, nor does the insect return to fraternize with or control the worm. Such a backward transformation is impossible in science. Darkness and light, infancy and manhood, sickness and health are opposites, different beliefs, which never blend. In Christian Science, there is never a retrograde step, never a return to positions outgrown. If delusion says, "I have lost my memory," contradict it. No faculty of mind is lost. This spiritualization of thought lets in the light. The true concept is never lost. In science, no breakage nor dislocation can really occur. You say that accidents, injuries, and disease kill man, but this is not true. The life of man is mind. The material body manifests only what mortal mind believes. You command the situation. If you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. Mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions, and it will continue to do so until mortal error is deprived of its imaginary powers by truth, which sweeps away the gossamer web of mortal illusion. Never conjure up some new discovery from dark forebodings regarding disease, and then acquaint your patient with it. The fear occasioned by ignorance can be cured, but to remove the effects of fear produced by sin, you must rise above both fear and sin. The inflammation, decomposition, or deposit will abate, and the disabled organ will resume its healthy function. The fear of disease and the love of sin are the sources of man's enslavement. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But the scriptures also declare through the exalted thought of John that perfect love casteth out fear. Remember, brain is not mind. Matter cannot be sick. And mind is immortal. When man demonstrates Christian Science absolutely, he will be perfect. He can neither sin, suffer, be subject to matter, nor disobey the law of God. Therefore, he will be as the angels in heaven. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.